On the first day of spring this year, I picked up an 11-week-old Havana Silk Dog puppy named Pip, who has been my constant companion ever since. She's traveled 15,200 miles in my car, traveled to 13 states, attended 11 of my speaking engagements, and has been along as I saw 241 species of birds, which are counted on her official life list. She's wonderful company and welcome just about everywhere I go. I've taken every dog I've ever owned on birding trips. I saw my very first chickadee the first time I went birding on March 2, 1975, with our dog Scout, a Springer Lab mix. My golden retriever Bunter and my Bichon Frise Photon both spent many, many hours in the field with me. Pip is tinier. At 11 months, she weighs 6.5 pounds, half of what Photon weighed, but so far she hasn't needed to be carried for her own needs except when Russ and I brought her to Florida, where nasty thorns kept digging into her paws. I do pop her into a shoulder bag when we're on beaches with any shorebirds about, but that's to protect the birds, not Pip. Pip has been the easiest to train of all our dogs except maybe Bunter, but I never allow her off-leash outside of our yard. She'd be easy pickings for all kinds of natural predators, but the clear and present danger is from other dogs. I've had mostly large dogs and love them, but when I've been birding, I've been jumped on and even knocked over by too many wet, muddy dogs, including when I'm lugging my long-lens camera and binoculars, to enjoy seeing even the friendliest off-leash dog approaching me. Bunter was the perfect dog when I was in my 30s and had little children. She actually helped Katie and Tommy learn to walk. Many large dog breeds have a lot of wonderful qualities, and duck and upland game bird hunters and people with sled dogs could hardly manage with a 6-pounder like Pip. But I knew my own days of large dog ownership were drawing to a close when Bunter had a stroke back around 1994. I was home alone when she collapsed in our upstairs hallway, and I simply could not pick her up in any way that wouldn't have hurt her more. Fortunately, Joey came home from middle school within minutes, and he helped me get her into the car and then to the vet's office. Bunter fully recovered and lived a few years more. When I lost her, a little piece of my heart died too, but I knew I could never again manage a large dog. Fortunately, little dogs turn out to be even more ideal as birding dogs. Even before they were well trained, I could put Photon and Pip on a long retractable leash hooked to my belt with a carabiner. Like most dogs, Pip likes to run ahead of me, but she figured out how long the leash was from the very start and always slows down as she reaches that length, so she never tugs at me at all, an excellent quality when I need to hold steady to photograph a tricky bird. I keep that life list for Pip, but it's obviously meaningless for her. But oddly enough, she has actually noticed and paid attention to most of the birds on that list. I've never before had a dog who watches birds flying overhead, sits at the window watching birds at our feeders, or stands next to me on a trail watching redstarts flitting about in nearby shrubs. She's taken to chasing squirrels in our yard, but so far seems to understand she's not supposed to chase birds anywhere. So from the time she jumps into the car until we get home, she's nothing but pleasure to have along when I'm birding. Truly my plucky sidekick. Next year I'm going to be going to California on a Minnesota Birding Week trip with Kim Eckert, to Hog Island in Maine as an instructor for a couple of Audubon camp classes, and maybe to Uganda. I'll have to leave Pip home for all these adventures. I'll feel bereft without her, like the Lone Ranger without Tonto or Nick Charles without Nora. But for most of my birding from now on, she'll be there at my side. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.